USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Brittany Griner is back in the U.S., but debate continues over the deal that got her here. Mike Pompeo, who served as Secretary of State and CIA Director in the Trump administration, was on Fox News Sunday. He said while he is glad Griner is back home, he is worried about the precedent set by her release.
There is no doubt that today, not just Vladimir Putin, but all the bad guys, the Iranians, others who hold Americans in detention, see that if you take a celebrity, the chance of getting one of your bad guys back out of American control is greater. And I think for people out there of notoriety, it is more likely they will be taken hostage today, and that is not a good policy.
Griner was swapped for Victor Boot, who was sentenced to 25 years in prison after being caught in a DEA sting in 2008 in Thailand. He was due to be released from prison in 2029. The January 6th committee is considering criminal referrals against former President Trump, his chief of staff Mark Meadows, and three others. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger stopped by ABC Sunday morning to discuss.
It's not about we're putting anybody in jail. This is all about telling the American people about what happened and leaving with them the opportunity to say democracies can have bad days, but how we come back from those bad days is how we'll be defined. And let's define ourselves very well here.
A huge winter storm could dump several feet of snow on us.
A winter storm packing powerful winds, heavy rains, and potentially several feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada shut down mountain highways, toppled trees, and triggered flood watches and avalanche warnings on Saturday from the coast of Northern California to Lake Tahoe. The powerful storm system is expected to move east over the next several days. From north of Reno to south of Yosemite National Park, they will be under a winter storm warning. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work, then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.
The release of American WNBA star Brittany Griner from a Russian prison has captured headlines all over the world. And now the man who was tasked with physically bringing her home is speaking out. Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Affairs, Roger Carstens, appeared on CNN Sunday morning to talk about the experience.
So as I'm shaking Brittany's hands and we're taking to the aircraft and having this great conversation, my brain's already thinking about Paul Whelan. What can we do to get him back? What's our next move? What's the strategy?
After switching parties last week, Kyrsten Sinema joins Vermont's Bernie Sanders and Angus King of Maine as the third independent in the Senate. But Sinema says, like the other two, she will caucus with Democrats. Bernie Sanders says that the Democrats were none too happy with some of her positions in the Senate.
The Democrats there are not all that enthusiastic about somebody who helped sabotage some of the most important legislation that protects the interests of working families and voting rights and so forth.
Sanders discusses why she may have switched.
It really has to do with her political aspirations for the future in Arizona.
Here's the call on the Ravens radio network as J.K. Dobbins rushes 4 yards for the touchdown, giving the Ravens a 10-0 lead over Pittsburgh in the first quarter.
First and goal, Ravens from the Steelers 4. Dobbins to the right side, doubles, pumps, lunges, touchdown Ravens!
The Ravens went on to beat the Steelers 16-14. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.